Hey, hey, come catch this wave with the Fix Squad. The fix is in. I'm Mr. Soul, I'm tuning in. What you doing?
Got him! Look, real hip-hop revealed that it fits. Pure, you can feel it in the mix. Finally stop pushing the culture forward, this is it. Proceed at your own risk. Got him. Beats, bars, and life, giving them truth in it. Screaming revolution when only a few minutes. My sentiments exactly everything that we do clutch. Another reason to turn the volume up. Sheesh, know what we stand on. Solid ground when we land. Say it's no use, the culture is out of hand. But not out of reach, we gotta stick to the plan. Dark days for the sunshine, and it good news, I'm proof that it's living. Yeah, revolving the art, the shot go with it. Keep it a beat, so the plot don't miss it. Welcome
to the city, stand up. James left, but the king still reigns here. No tears, no love lost, no rain here. Delivers, I promise, Santa rain here. Love for the city still resides here. Fix for your ailment, faith that resides outside the lines. Detox your mind, cause it matters. Art outside the box, we paint better. The fix is in and we rock a channel. We rock with them for what's deep within. Expose those who talk but don't live. Expose those who talk but don't live. Take offense. Judge by the fruit from the tree. But if the fruit tastes like the streets, and money is the fruit that they speak, so tell me whose face do they see? Repeat. Take offense. Judge by the fruit from the tree. But if the fruit tastes like the streets, and money is the fruit that they seek, so tell me whose face do they seek?
Yes, sir. You're now tuned into The Fix, your source for faith-infused hip-hop, R&B, and poetry, right here on SiriusXM, channel 154, Holy Culture Radio. It's your boy, DJ Focus, checking in. Wake up. We appreciate y'all waking up with us this morning. Listen, Dice Gamble will be joining me shortly. How y'all doing this morning, Tuesday morning? Listen, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And kings and queens, I just want to let you know this morning, you are valued, you are loved, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are not a mistake. Every person has been created in God's image, and we are made with such thoughtfulness, uniqueness, complexity, and we each have a God-given purpose. Never forget that God who made you in the heavens, he also loves you this morning. Just know that you're valued. As you wake up this morning, each and every day, just want to let you know that you're valued and that God has a purpose and a call for your life, and he loves you. Continue to grow a better relationship with God each and every morning. Listen, make sure, you get some Bible in you this morning. Maybe read scripture, Matthew 10:31, and maybe that can inspire and encourage you this morning just to continue to walk in your purpose and know that you're valued and loved. Listen, we got another fun-packed hot show for y'all today. Appreciate y'all rocking with us this morning. Listen, let's be very clear. Congratulations are in order. The Denver Nuggets finished Heat in 5 games to win their first NBA championship. Let's be very clear. For the ones who watched, they saw yesterday, last night, that, Denver had the biggest fourth quarter in history. It was fueled by, by the Joker and Jamal Murray. They both, went into this game knowing that it was history that they could make. And that fourth quarter, for those who watched it, they saw it. Joker and Murray, they were not going to be denied. They were going to make sure they did everything they could do to make sure they finished this game and that it was over with. And they brought the Larry O'Brien Trophy home to Denver. It is the first in franchise history, 47 years in the league. Denver beat the Miami Heat 94-89 for their first NBA championship. Of course, it's no surprise. Joker did win the MVP for the playoffs. He was balling. Let's be very clear. He came into this playoffs just like he was playing the whole year, just letting people know that, listen, he can play this game. Chris Broussard, shouts out to him. He said he was his pick for the best player in the league, period, when we talked with him yesterday. And Joker did not let down. So, once again, shouts out to the Denver Nuggets, the whole organization. They are your 2023 NBA champions in basketball. So, shouts out to them. So, let's get into it. Of course, our mission is to expose the culture to positive but relevant music that keeps Jesus Christ at the center of the message. Let's be clear. We're going to get a super talented, gospel, inspirational musician, singer, songwriter. And she's actually up also, too, as well. A stellar nom for New Artist of the Year. We're going to get my block representative, Lena Bird Miles, on the line today to talk about her last project she dropped, brand new, talk church culture, talk a little bit about the Stellars, a little bit of any and everything. We're going to have a great conversation. So we're looking forward to that spiritual detox this morning with Lena Bird Miles. And let's talk about it. It's going to get real in these streets. Listen, Dice and I are going to talk about it. Let's talk about the vacations. It's summertime. It's getting hot. Yeah, I would argue everybody, the phrase, you work hard, you play hard. So, yeah, let's talk about top vacation spots and getting, going on vacation, being able to have Sabbath and rest today on our Real Talk conversation. So, yeah, keep it locked for that. And listen, no pressure, but I am blessed this morning because, today actually is my B-Day. Shouts out to me. I am grateful to make it around another year. I'm so grateful for what God is doing in my life, my family life, and everybody I'm connected to. So, yes, I'm going to send myself a personal birthday shout out. Shouts out to me. Today is my B-Day. Listen, I ain't no pressure, but if you want to sow a seed, please hit that Cash App, $ The Fix Radio Show. And I definitely would greatly appreciate it. We always have links for any donations or any birthday shout outs also too as well in our link tree on our Instagram and our Facebook. But yes, today is my B-Day. I am grateful, like I said, just to live another year, be able to make it another year. And I'm thankful for everything as God is doing in my life. So he don't do nothing else. He's done plenty for me and I'm just grateful for it. So yes, shouts out to me on my B-Day. Let's get to it. Keep it locked. You're tuning to The Fix. You know The Fix is in.
New videos, music, articles, devos, and more. Stay connected. Get the app now so you don't miss a thing. Visit holyculture.net.
Welcome back. DJ Focus, Dice Gamble. You tap back into The Fix right here on Sirius XM channel 154, Holy Culture Radio. Stop playing. Y'all know what time it is. It's time for our spiritual detox. And listen, y'all in for a treat today. When I tell y'all we have a singing powerhouse on the phone, I'm telling you, I remember first seeing her. I believe she was singing with Sunday Service. And she was doing her thing. Let's be very clear. It's not easy to sing one of the Clark sisters songs. So anytime you can bless one of them verses, you can sing for real. Because everybody know the Clark sisters, they don't need no piano. They don't need no organ, no drum. Get out their way. They gonna sing. So I'm excited to have the super talented represent my block, Lena Bird Miles, with us this morning. How you doing, sis?
Good. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely, absolutely. Long overdue. You got a project out that I never got a chance to get you on here and talk about because it's a lot of great songs on there. So I'm excited for you to be on here. And I'm pretty sure you're probably working on some new music. So we got a lot to talk about, a little bit of time. So I know the story, but for our listeners, walk us back through a little bit of your faith journey. I think you have a very unique journey. I know you started off singing very, very young. I know you're from Oakland. So, yeah, shouts out to everybody from out there. So, yeah, just talk us through tell the listeners about a little bit about your faith journey from, where you started building your relationship to where you are now.
Okay. Well, I'm a 41-year-old Oakland native, born and raised in Oakland, and started singing at probably the earliest age, I would say, publicly was my preschool graduation. Well, probably even prior to that, at my local church where my granddaddy still pastors to this day, New Hope Church of God in Christ. My mom, she's the minister of music there, so she's on organ to this day. My dad plays bass there to this day. So that's kind of what I grew up around, singing at church. And then from there, when my two sisters came into the picture from heaven, we started singing together as the Bird Sisters. And then, you do your youth choirs, you finally join the big choir. And from there, doing other background work musically for different, icons and legends of the Bay Area. To sing with the late, great Edwin Hawkins and travel with him. Yeah, I was a new Edwin Hawkins singer for about 9 years. So shout out to Edwin and Glory for giving me just the opportunity to travel. And he took me on my first international tour in Switzerland and all these amazing things. So my gift made room for me that way. And of course, from social media is how I met Erica and Warren Campbell, by me posting a picture of my food in LA. I was in LA with my husband trying to be a big kid, go to Disneyland. And unbeknownst to me, they were following me on social media. Well, you know, looking at my page, but I didn't know they were like paying attention. And I posted that I was at Roscoe's. And 2 days later, after Warren saw my picture, he said, if you'll have me, I've been following your musical journey. I would love to sign you to our label. And from there, wow. Yeah. So social media is a huge, you know, deal when it comes to my journey. From there, we started working. I signed in 2017. Album came out 2022. I'm just speeding up the process with telling you. But absolutely. Yeah, since then, like you said, great opportunities to do the Oscars in 2022. With Jason White, Jason White is also responsible for me singing at DMX's memorial with Sunday Service. So shout out to Jason White, another LA native, and family, you know, kind of to me. So God just, you know, he's been doing what he's doing while I'm just using my gift for him. That's the best way. I call it divine random, because that's how I feel. My journey is full of just divine random moments that only God could give. You know, nobody called nobody to do anything. It just happened. You know, you'd be in the right place at the right time. So
that's amazing. And I thank you for sharing that. So you wasn't even looking for a deal. When Warren Campbell reached out to you, you were just doing your own thing.
I was a hairstylist, for licensed hairstylist, since 2003. So I was content, and I was singing locally, helping my husband, who also is a minister, at the time was a minister of music at a church plant. So I would sing praise and worship with him. I would sing in my area, you know, go do praise and worship for different churches when asked, sing background for different people's recordings when sing with my sisters when asked, and do solos, you know, sermonically when asked. And I was traveling too. I was doing a lot across the U.S., just content with that. But just, it wasn't like, when I grow up, I'm going to do an album. I've never had that urge. It was just, I've always loved to sing. But this is really walking in the beyond what I could ask or think, as the scriptures say.
Wow.
Yeah, for real.
What's that one thing you can share with the people that has kept you? Because I hear, you know, just the journey of being in music all your life and doing the things you love to do. But I feel like it has to be something that has kept you grounded and kept you level to where that opportunity, when that opportunity came, you were already ready. It was like, okay, thank you, Lord. If you want me to do this, I'm gonna do it. What's that one thing you want to share with the people?
I think maybe just because of why I was, speaking for myself, I wasn't really anxious for it. So I think, and the Bible tells us to be anxious for nothing. I think it's a difference to be ready than it is to be anxious. Like, you can, God can be right. Preparing you, and you're not even realizing that you're being prepared. Like the touring with Edwin Hawkins, that was kind of getting me my feet wet. You know, the different opportunities, singing background here and traveling abroad, singing solos at revivals, that was preparing me, but I didn't see that it was in that sense for artistry. You know, I just was, oh, they sent for me, you know, I would go, you know, just excited about the chances and the opportunities. But definitely your faith in God, your devotion with him. I think when you always are assessing the why of what you do, that keeps you grounded most of all. If you're always constantly checking your heart, I'm not in this for money. I'm not in this for this. I ultimately want God glorified. And I love getting the DMs that say, I didn't end my life today because I was listening to your song.
Wow.
So that is when you see the bigger picture, that, wow, my song kept somebody from committing suicide. You know, when you get messages like that, you're like, that's why he chose me. So, and those are the things that keep you grounded, because it's bigger than you. It's not about, you know, cars and all the other stuff and the perks that come with doing what you do, the money, that's cool. But I want to glorify God. So I can't speak for everybody else. But when it comes to that, I want to be the one who said, I changed my mind about taking my life, or I changed my mind and decide to give God another chance. I've heard that testimony in Atlanta, Georgia. A lady walked up to me and said, I was watching your YouTube and I gave my life to Christ while watching you sing. So you just... you know, you're like, that's what he wants me to do this for. It's not for Lena. So I think those things, of course, having a spouse that's supportive keeps you grounded, because what if he was like, I don't want you to go, you know, right. But he stays on my head about practicing and really honing my thing and my gift and stewarding it well. Of course, I have supportive parents. And when you keep your family around you, I think that as well is a huge thing that keeps you grounded. So, several things to answer the question. Good. Several things.
No, that's good. And I have to think you have a strong spiritual regimen too, as well, like daily, because it's evident. I'm getting inspired from just hearing you talk on how your walk is strong, how you trusting in God in all these areas. And I think the people definitely needed to hear that this morning. You know, I'm glad you brought your husband up, because I want to ask you before we talk about this music.
Okay.
Why do you think so many kingdom marriages crumbled during the pandemic? I know we are at the back end of it, but we saw a lot of Christian marriages early on in the pandemic, like 21 and, you know, 22, like a lot of divorces. Mm-hmm. Why do you think that is? You know, speaking from, being married yourself.
Honestly, maybe it was always in there to throw in the towel. Honestly, sometimes. Mm-hmm. We just use something as another way to call it quits. But when you want something or you want it to work, I feel like a pandemic wouldn't have, you know, shifted. If you really wanted it to work, you would make it work. Just like everyone who's been married 50 and 60 years. And they're, sometimes you tell them your problem that you think is this huge ordeal. And they're like, girl, we went through that and then some. And here we are still happily wed 51 years later, you know, so. Maybe one party just got tired of trying, or couldn't take any more. Or I do want to say that it definitely took a toll mentally on people. So they might have seen their spouses in unsafe, you know, mental spaces, or felt. Now that's different. If you feel your life is threatened, or I would say run. if somebody right. is, because people were checking out of here mentally. This thing was something. You know, we didn't see, and only a couple knows what actually happened. But, you know, we were seeing just crazy things with not even just kingdom relationships, but we've seen husbands on live, you know, going to shoot their wives and all these yes. other things. So you just never know sometimes what's in a person's brain. And then I think with us being forced to be quarantined together, it was like these issues are going to just be right there in the face. Ain't no getting around it, because I can't go to work to get around it. I got to work from home, or I can't go and chew pool. I can't go, you know, the world was shut down. So I guess the means where they would almost, you know, try to deal with things, they weren't able to do so. And then if you're not really looking to God to help you restore it, then you're going to call it quits with the quickness if you're not seeking him for it. And some weren't, you know. Sometimes we get into things without ever putting him as the head of the relationship, or, you know. So it's so many reasons that, you know, you can say. I just, you know, pray for the people involved, the parties involved, and how devastating that is. And even the aftermath, you know, what it does to children and the family members. But I really can't say that I, you know, understand, but I think it was just several different reasons and components that could have caused. I'll say that. Sometimes I also feel, you know, strongly that sometimes people want to call it quits, and then they'll just use other things as a reason. So
no, that's good. I agree too as well. Listen, DJ Focus, you tune into The Fix. We got to go to a quick break. I promise you, don't touch that dial. We got more coming back with the super talented gospel sensation herself, Lena Burn Miles. Keep it locked. You tune into The Fix. Welcome back. Welcome back. DJ Focus, Dice Gamble, you tap back into The Fix. Your source for faith-infused hip-hop, R&B, and poetry. Listen, we still have the super talented Lena Burn Miles on with us this morning. So, Lena, talk about it. Who were some of your musical inspirations? I know you said you traveled with the Hawkins family, but who else like inspired you to even sing and do what you do when you finally had that ear for good music?
Definitely your Clark sisters, your Andre Crouch. We had several people that we listened to within the genre of gospel. We didn't grow up listening to secular. It wasn't that my parents said, you better not listen to it, but they just didn't purchase it. So we didn't. Like when I got older, I started sneaking and listening to like Coco from SWV and Shanice, you know, when you would listen to the radio, things like that. But definitely your Kim Burrells, Vanessa Bell Armstrongs, all of those giants in the game, the Daryl Coley. Then the Marys came on the scene, Mary Mary, with something funky, fresh, and, you know, with their version of contemporary gospel. So just, I have several. I'm like a big gumbo pot of people. Mm-hmm. Even Rance Allen, James Moore, just a lot of the old, you know, churchy stuff. Even some of the Mighty Clouds of Joy. Wine, definitely a Winans person as well. My dad played a lot of Winans stuff. So, you know, from BB and CC to the Four Brothers singing. So, yeah, I would say I have a lot of inspirations. And definitely my family, my mom sang. So I heard her just about every Sunday. And then just even within the house, cleaning up, cooking. So huge influence from my family as well.
How would you describe your singing style? Because it's funny, you did name a lot of gospel greats, but I still hear like a little soul, like in your music when I hear it, even though it comes off as gospel. So how would you best describe your singing style?
Like I said, a whole bunch of things.
A whole pot of gumbo.
I don't have like because I love it all within the genre. Like I don't have. To me, I probably have a signature sound to you all that are listening to me.
Yes.
But to me, I'm like, do I have a sound? Like, no. It's just like, it's just me singing and doing what I do. I know I twist and turn and move real hard and jerk mm-hmm. and all this stuff. But I think I just do whatever it takes to passionately get my point across musically, and hoping that the listener, you know, really listens and feels and connects, you know, with their heart to what I'm saying most of all. But as far as having a person I would compare myself to or say I would sound like, or I don't really know if I have a sound that I feel like I, you know, oh, that's my sound. But I kind of all over. I love, you know, traditional. So I feel like a lot of times I'm traditional more in that vein than I am contemporary. But that's what, growing up, my mom made us sing a lot of traditional stuff. So that's kind of where we get that mixture of. So I'm probably more on the traditional side, churchy side, and for being a worship leader and, you know, having to sing stuff that had like the, you know, beats like that. Mm-hmm. So I'm more on the traditional probably than the contemporary side, but yeah, I'm a mixture.
Talk us through your creative process. Like when you go to create music, are you one that needs to write your lyrics out first? Are you humming like the hook, or like, you know, walk us through your creative process in the studio?
All of that. Sometimes I learned this from Pastor Campbell, going in the booth, and just sometimes not even having words sometimes, but you have a melody, and you, if you lay that down, then you can come sit down and sometimes come back to it with the words, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Just go in and, you know, just sing something over a few times or different versions of what you might hear that could go with the melody that's already being played. That's one way with the process. Sometimes it's been just writing stuff down and then us getting together, brainstorming and adding melody to it. So it's a couple ways that we do a bunch of we've done a bunch of the songs. Sometimes taking it home and sitting with it for a while and, you know, seeing what happens. Or you might get it while you don't even have the music playing. You're in the grocery store and it comes, you got to run to the car and try right. quietly get somewhere and do it. So definitely using that voice memo thing on your phone. Like, let me sing it to this real quick. I just got this idea. So, yeah, as things come in your mind, you do stuff that way, too.
Talk a little bit about your latest album you got out. You dropped late last year, Brand New, the inspiration behind it.
Oh, so many. Just to be putting my first and best foot forward. Excited, of course, to be on my block. So just seeing where we landed was kind of there was no specific thing. God just made it kind of all work out the way it came across. But I feel like I'm so proud of it, as it is my first body of work released on my own. You know, I've done a lot of features and stuff, you know, things like with Ty Tribbett and on other people's projects. But to have my own thing, I'm very proud of. We worked on it during the pandemic, which was a challenge with quarantine stuff and studio guidelines not always accommodating, and you can only have so many people in the room while you work. And so that was a tough thing. And even Pastor Campbell catching COVID while we were working, and then I had to put a pause in that and just be locked up in my room because he was sick. All these different things, but God brought us through it. So that's definitely inspiration. The keep going, and a lot of the songs are in this perspective of God speaking to us and then us talking back to God. But that was kind of how the journey was, even during the pandemic and the shutdown, because we didn't see where things were going. So just the will and the determination to keep going has been, you know, one of the driving forces and to keep encouraging those who believe in God, that we will still see God's blessings. We will still see his favor. And we have, you know, the pandemic wasn't all bad for all of us. So,
yeah, that's real. Listen, you've done so much work with so many different super talented legends in the game. What's that one collaboration that you were just like blown away? Like, wow, I can't believe I sung on that. I was a part of that. Or I can't believe she called me or he called me.
Today, I think all of them, but one of the most mind-blowing things was Stevie Wonder. I got to do some background vocals with him, kind of by default, from just being in LA working on my music. And he called Warren, and Warren said, "Oh, I got the perfect person that could be a part of this." And he put me on the phone. "Oh, I love your song. This is the day." So to get engagement from someone who's not on in our genre, or that I would see all the time. You see the gospel greats all the time, and they pull me, and I still fan out over them, over the Dorindas, over the Ties when they pull me to the side, and the Kirk Franklins. I still fan out over them. But when Stevie Wonder says, "I love your song," then and that he listens to it. And then when my song Watch Me came out and he heard it, he was emotional behind it. So just that probably is the one that's like, whoa. Wow. So yeah. Yeah, the great Stevie Wonder.
yeah. Everybody, listen, everybody loves Stevie. I don't care who you are. That Motown run was just something different. People can argue all you want, but that was a great body of work from him and everybody on Motown. So definitely shouts out to the legends on Motown. Come on, you getting ready to go on tour next month with Erica. Come on, talk about this tour. Are you excited?
Very excited. I know we're starting off with 7 cities. I can't recall all of them, but yeah, we're starting on that East Coast and the Carolinas and the Georgia area. So I'm super excited. It's my first, you know, tour with my label mate, First Lady Erica, who I love dearly. So super excited to see what happens and who all comes out and gets blessed by it and, you know, feel all the love and perform my very own music. So yeah, I'm super excited and just thankful for everybody who's helping us promote, and thankful for all the people that are already buying tickets and showing love. So it's been a blessing.
Can we expect some new music maybe end of this year? What we got going on after the tour?
We'll see. We're talking about certain things, but you know, of course, Pastor Campbell is busy. He just signed 19-year-old Carson Barnes from Chicago. So he's working on stuff with him. But it doesn't mean that he won't say, "Lena, get in this lab and let's release something." So you never know. I'm going to just say, keep the ears and the eyes open.
Absolutely. Lena, we appreciate you coming through. We're rocking with us this morning. Can you tell the people how they connect with you, follow you on all your social media platforms, as well as introduce your single?
Okay. I am Lena Bird Miles on all things social media, or you can go to lenabirdmiles.com and find me there. But Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all of it, TikTok, I'm there as my full name. And then all things, you know, digital is my full name. Find my music. And my latest single is Walk on Water, which made number one for 3 weeks in a row. Just talking about getting rid of stinking thinking and putting our faith to work and doing those things that God called us to do with not being afraid anymore.
Keep it locked. You tune into The Fix. You know The Fix is in. Welcome back. DJ Focus, Dice Gamble. You tap back into The Fix, your source of faith-infused hip-hop, R&B, and poetry. And let's have some fun today, Dice. It's time to get real a little bit. Let's talk about it. You know, what we got going on in Real Talk Conversation today.
Listen, today we're going to talk about vacation spots, top places to travel. Where are you going? Because I know everybody's trying to get out. You know, I think COVID taught us, okay, don't travel if you want to. You might not be able to. So please, please start planning right now.
Yeah, please start planning and please start putting your coins to the side, because I'm going to be honest with you. Everything, these flights and these hotels, they know what they're doing. I'm going to be honest with you, Dice. I got some complaints about vacationing.
I do too. That's why some people just drive. They're like, no, I'm just going to drive. Because, I mean, this is a thing too. If you're going to go somewhere that you love and you want to spend time there, I suggest getting there the day before. Don't have to be back to work the next day, your last day. Make sure you got a day in between. Like, go ahead and plan your vacation, because it's risky now, because that flight may come, that flight may not show up. You might be able to get the rental car. You might not be able to get the rental car of your choice. So give yourself a little bit of time, you know, stop scheduling all them excursions back to back as soon as you land. Give yourself time to adjust. Matter of fact, when you land, it might be something else you want to do, you know? So some people get tired. They're like, man, I should have just came here and relaxed instead of trying to see and do everything in 2 days. You can't go to Hawaii and see everything in 2 days. Please stop doing that.
Who does that, though?
Well, I did.
Who are these people?
First time I went, we did everything like in 2 days and was tired. So it was like, you know, finally we got to the point where we're like, let's just go sit on the beach. Yeah. Let's just go get some cool to drink, go sit on the beach, and let the waves crash into us. And finally, when we got into that vacation mode, then we enjoyed vacation instead of being on a time frame in one of the most beautiful places on earth. So, you know, you got to learn how to vacation. But no, let's talk about it. Obviously, resorts are at the top of the list. Anywhere you go, people are choosing to go to, you know, spend time in a resort just in case it rains or something like that when you get to where you're going. And I mean, that's cool. I like traveling out of the country, but some people like, you know, going to Florida, finding a nice little sandy beach, North Carolina, California. I don't know. What's some of your top spots, Focus?
So let's be very clear. I want to go somewhere where I can really get real rest. No, seriously, because a vacation to me is rest. It's not thinking about doing anything work related. So I'm a little bit of both. I like cruises. Mm-hmm. So if I can go on a cruise, or I can go lay on an island somewhere where the sand is so pure white and that water is so blue, where I see all the sea creatures from 15 miles away. Mm-hmm. Like that's a preferred. Yes. Me and my wife land right there on that beach, white sand, just getting some sun, just chilling, having some great food, having a great time, not thinking about a worry in the world. But then also I like excursions. So anytime I can go somewhere where I can, you know, get some of the, you know, see some of the museums, see some of the famous parks. Like I went to Boston once, but I didn't get a chance to go to the Boston Garden. So there's three arenas that I have to get to before I go to heaven. Okay. I want to go to the Boston Garden. I want to go to the LA Lakers arena. And I also want to, I've always wanted to go to Yankee Stadium. You know, it's just one of those things. These are not even my teams, but I just want to go to the stadiums, even if they're not even seeing a game. Seriously. Like, I just want to go and walk around the stadium, because I know there's so much sports history that goes in those three arenas. So, like, but yeah, anywhere I can get some rest, anywhere I can hang out, have a good time. Preferably, I like to vacation with my wife, so that way we do some things we want to do, dance, eat, you know, go visit some museums and stuff like that. So yeah, now I like Nashville, Tennessee too as well. I like Nashville, Tennessee. Mm-hmm. I like Hilton Head, South Carolina. Mm-hmm. I like Savannah, Georgia. So I got my little places I get around to as well.
I'm shocked you didn't say Greece. You were talking arenas. I was like, I'm pretty sure you want to go see what the original 300 was.
Yeah, well, you know what? That's on my list too as well. And of course, I got to get my wife to Paris one day. I'm definitely going to take that Paris trip. I haven't been, but we're going to take Paris.
Yeah, go to that Paris. Yeah, no, I love it. Definitely Hawaii and Mexico are on our list. I mean, we have worn Playa del Carmen out, Isla Mujeres, Cozumel. Like, when you talk about blue water, talking about on a budget, talking about peace and food all day, fresh food at that. I'll be real with you. Y'all can be terrified about people getting kidnapped, but they're not kidnapping us. So we will continue to roll on through there and enjoy.
Especially without y'all hearing about it. Let's be very clear.
Come on.
They may try it, but you're going to get what you want with us.
I'm going live.
You're going to get what you want. Yeah, right.
I'm going live. And y'all, listen, the whole world going to know. And you're going to know exactly where I am. And everybody going to get caught.
I might not go live, Dice, but I'm going to tell you this. They ain't going to get me without a fight. I promise you, it's going to be two of them jokers. They're going to be like, wow, what happened to them two? I snapped their neck. I sure did. I snapped them necks. Now, they stabbed me afterwards, but I snapped them two necks. Lord, I got them two.
Two necks. No, here's the thing. And it's so funny because I had this conversation with my mom. I was sharing with her about Mexico. And she's like, ooh. And I said, do you understand the statistics of people dying in Chicago are higher than anywhere in Mexico? But it's so it's perspective. So when you guys are doing your research, though, make sure it's a safe place to travel. I don't suggest you going off into the wild if it's unsafe. Definitely Hawaii. For those of you, any place in Hawaii, the big islands, the little islands, it's just beautiful. I think that was the original Garden of Eden somewhere up over in there. And your life will never be the same. But here's the thing. I'm glad you brought up stadiums because people go on vacations for different reasons. Like we want to do historical vacations. We love history. I love architecture. I got a scholarship to go to school for architecture. So I want to go to all places where everything has been built and has been there for a while, you know. Plan your vacation. When you say vacation, your vacation don't have to look like anybody else's. It could be that you're going to different parks. Like we love the park systems in Georgia. Shout out to Gwinnett County and definitely Seattle. If you ever go to Seattle and go to parks, you'll be like, I need to just go travel parks all across the world and waterfalls. I want to go see all the waterfalls. So here's the deal. Stay within your budget because we got to get some tips. And I know we got to make this quick. You talked about writing it down. Who's going? You can go onto a travel website, see how much the gas costs. So you'll see exactly how much gas if you're going to drive. Hey, these are where the gas stations are. These are how many pit stops we can make. These are how many hotels are there. Like plan your trip out because you know what? Right along the way, you might get another vacation. Like for us, we drove across country all the way from Kentucky to Washington, but we stopped. We made it like a 5-day trip. But we stopped and enjoyed something in the area, whether we went to go see a waterfall or we went to go see a national park. So it was like we were on our way somewhere, but we kept stopping to enjoy things that were in the different states. So if you're going to fly out, make sure you tell somebody that where you're going. Even if you're going on on these excursions and y'all not married, tell somebody still. Don't be out there just nilly willy. Let somebody know, hey, I'm going at this hotel. This is where I'm staying. When you get there, let them know what room you're in. You know, like, hey, I'm here, mom or dad or auntie, uncle, sis. If you don't hear from me in a few days, you know what I'm saying? Check on me. check
absolutely
on me. But cover yourself during your vacations. But have fun. Take tons of photos. And like I was saying when we first got on here, I pray to God we don't have any more pandemics. But go see something else other than your city. Go to this next city over, the next state over. Like, go stay the night. Just do a weekend staycation where you go get a nice hotel with a riverfront view. And you know what I'm saying? And let somebody else just cook for you, bring you something to eat, you know? So your vacation doesn't have to be like a $10,000 vacation. You know, it could be a $200 vacation. But just take time to get away, get a break, different scenery, different scenario, and decompress, you know? So...
No, that's good. And I'm glad you brought that up when you talk about your vacation can be whatever you want it to be. Yeah. It's funny because I know you probably got some sites and some places that people travel to see in Chicago. I promise you, it took me about 10 years ago. I finally realized like Ohio is actually like a tourist attraction. We have a lot of things that people come to see. For instance, we have the Football Hall of Fame here. It's in Canton, Ohio. You have people that travel from everywhere. Football lovers, when they have draft night parties there, they have the Hall of Fame game there too as well. And once again, I'm spoiled because I grew up going to it all the time. So it's like, what's this about? And I seen until I became an adult and I had conversations conversations with these sports lovers and these sports fans who coming from LA, who coming from Atlanta, who coming from Florida, who coming from Chicago, New York, just to come to the Football Hall of Fame to see football history. Let's be very clear. The other thing we have, let's be very clear, I don't toot my horn too much, but we got the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame right here in Cleveland, Ohio. Promise you, you know, we're blessed to be in Sirius XM Studios right in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame every single week. Listen, there's people, thousands of people that come to just see music history. So once again, those are, I know those are two examples for me that I didn't even really realize. I'm blessed. I'm right here in the city. These things, I can get to both of them in 15 minutes.
Listen, we've been here 2 years. ain't went and got a hot dog. People come here for hot dogs. You talk about, we got a hot dog.
They do.
Chicago hot dog. It's a whole thing. The architectural tour is fantastic, but no, y'all need to just come on.
And your deep dish pizza.
The deep dish, yes. And you can just get on a boat and go from place to place and eat and jump off the buses and go place to place and eat hot dogs and pizza and go see the Art Institute and, you know, all the aquariums and all the beautiful stuff that we have down here. So, yeah, it's a cheap little vacation. Y'all can't stay with me, though. Not unless I know you.
Absolutely. DJ Focus, Dice Gamble. We talking about vacations today. We got to go to a quick break. We're coming back with more. Keep it locked. You tune in to The Fix.
And The Fix is in.
Holy Culture Radio is operated by the Core Link Solution, a 501c ministry dedicated to empowering people to reach their potential. If you feel led to contribute to this mission, visit www.holyculture.net/donations.
Welcome back. Welcome back. DJ Focus, Dice Gamble. You tune back into The Fix, your source of faith-infused hip-hop, R&B, and poetry. In the middle of this real conversation today, we just talking about vacations. And Dice, I know you want to hop into things, you know, you said that you should have to get yourself prepared for a vacation. I argue, no, these are things they're non-negotiable. Get these things.
Well, so I'm petty. I'll be honest with you. I'm super petty. And it is what it is. I need what I need. I don't like being on vacation and I don't have what I need. Some people just throw anything and I'm just going. Well, have fun with that. But I need my bug spray because I'm not trying to be outside getting ate up. And I know I like to take walks on the beach or I like to go out and walk at night. So that's just something. I'm taking nice, comfortable shoes. I don't care where we're going. We can go be cute at dinner, but I got an extra pair of shoes in the car or in my bag or my purse. Not playing with y'all. I'm wearing socks at the airport, especially if they got y'all taking y'all. Why are y'all not wearing socks? And then you got to put your little stanky feet on the floor. You know how many feet untouched, the little foot marks? Wear some socks or bring you some socks. I'm trying to tell you, I'm trying to save you from getting any type of toe jam, anything up in your foot. Always take an extra bag, Focus, because I like to shop. So I'm bringing something back. So I typically have room in my carry-on or my undercarriage. It's gonna be like either it could be like a rolling bag, but it's something I can roll up, you know, or extra backpack. I'm rolling with a water bottle. You always got to have a water bottle, and hopefully I'm telling y'all, get a collapsible one. Like if you can get you a collapsible water bottle, get you one. If not, just make sure you take a water bottle with you. Like if you're gonna be out and seeing things, you might not always be able to buy a drink. There might, because here's the deal, when you go to places that aren't like America, you might roll up on places that don't even have ice. You know what I'm saying? We've been traveling like that where everybody don't keep drinks cold and everybody don't have a Sprite or nothing, you know, all the things you like. Take your snacks. Don't play yourself. Take your snacks. And I'm not talking about junk. Get you some granola bars just in case you have to, you know, tie yourself over till it's time for dinner. You know, that's super, super important. But your lotions and stuff, don't depend on the hotel to have your soap. Things change during COVID. For those of you who haven't traveled, some of these hotels, you got to bring your own soap. Some of these hotels, they're not going to give you wash rags and towels like they used to. Like, I'm being honest, like, it depends on the vacation you're on. But I'm just saying, things are a little bit different. But make sure you got a long sleeve shirt if you're going to go out at night in a place where you're like, I don't feel like taking a jacket. Take you a sweatshirt. Make sure you can, you know, make sure you're comfortable. But your sunglasses. Sunglasses and a visor, a hat. These are a must. Like, you need to protect yourself. And I'm just saying that, like I said, take your sunscreen. And here's the deal. Black people think y'all don't need sunscreen. You do. We need to block the sun as well. The sun is out. If you ain't been out in the sun, go on, sit out there for a few hours. You're going to start to feel your skin peel off your body. So here's the deal. Make sure you got to get chargers. This is a stressor for a lot of people. Take an extra charger, extra cell phone charger. Make sure you got, if you can take two cons where you got the square, or you got one to just plug in, because you'll lose stuff. You know what I mean? I mean, it happens when you're rushing, but your passport, because you brought this up. I've had a passport since I've been able to have a passport. But yeah, keep your passport. You might go on vacation and want to go somewhere else and you can't go across the street because you don't have no passport. You know, you might go to Florida and you're like, oh, I want to go to Cuba. Well, you're not going. You got real close, but you know what I'm saying? You ain't going over there. So I'm just saying you should have a passport anyway. This will enable you to travel all over the world and see some things you would never see just here in America. But plastic bags, for those of you who travel, if you're going to go to a beach town, get you some Ziploc bags for your wet clothes, your swimsuit. Just throw it in your bag anyway. You never know. Like, you might need it. You really might need it. So in that way, it doesn't get everything else in your bag wet when you're like, oh, okay, here are my swim trunks or here's my swimsuit. So, and these are simple things that you can just roll and fold. They're not going to take up too much extra space in your bag at all. And pack light, you know, if you can, pack light, because trust me, nobody wants to carry 10 suitcases when you're going on vacation. So just take what you need. And typically they always have like a shop in the hotel you're staying at or whatever the town is. They are always selling something for you to put on. So, you know, you ain't got to take 29 outfits and change your clothes every 3 hours, you know, unless you're just on Instagram and you're just trying to get a whole bunch of pictures. But on vacation, you should be trying to enjoy yourself, enjoy your family, enjoy who you're with, and take in the sights, you know, take in the culture, you know. So those are some of my tips. Just stay comfy. What you got?
No, that's good. I got some. Yeah, absolutely. For my men. I'm going to speak to my men first.
Put to the men.
First off, let's be very clear. When you're taking your family on vacation, things you need to have.
Money.
One, you need to have all of pretty much, I try to store everything in my phone, like all the excursions, all the places you're going. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and start seeing the surroundings. So go ahead and lock in all these addresses and everything. So when you're Google searching, because I found out, you know what I found out, Dice? These Lyft and Uber drivers, they be hustling. So they'll take you the long way somewhere if they can. Get a few more coins out of you. So I be researching everything, making sure you know ain't nobody trying to hustle me. So
that's good.
but definitely one is big for me. I go get cash out. I hardly ever get cash out of the bank. But yes, I don't ever go on vacation without having some loose money. I told you, Dice, if I gotta buy that ILC, I buy that ILC in a minute. I ain't sitting by no window. Let's be very clear. The Lord knows I'm in a place, but He blessed me. I ain't sitting by a window. I have not had one person argue with me yet. I bought the mistake then or something. So yeah. So yeah, though, definitely. I think definitely have cash. Make sure you have cash available. You brought up something about the shopping part. So bless your life. I don't bring anything back. If we shop out, mail stuff back. It back. No. So majority of the stores, absolutely. You can just mail it back. Say, hey, you know, can you mail it to my house for me? They'll put it right in the mail for you.
All right.
So I'll pay for that shipping charge. Because let's be very clear, checking these bags is expensive, Dice. Oh, I don't know how you do it, but they want to charge you $300 two ways just to check a bag. It's like, what are we doing? So, yeah, know what you got to spend, you know, in the vacation. Have cash available. I agree. Make sure you got the passport. For all you who, you said something about taking your shoes and socks and stuff off. Bless your life. I'm not in that place no more. Listen, go to TSA. TSA is available for everybody now. It is worth it. If you travel all the time, please go pay for that TSA membership for the year. I think it's good for two years, I think. But it don't matter. Even if it's a year or 2 years.
They had $100 special.
It's worth it.
We had a family deal, too. Yep. Skip the line.
Skip the lines. You got to take your shoes and your belt and all that. No.
Yeah.
You just got about 20 people looking at you when you walk through that metal detector. Mm-hmm. So just make sure you better be rude. You better be good because ain't getting past nowhere.
They keep clean.
They go strip searching. So yes, I think those are helpful too as well. Know where you're going. Know your surroundings. Mm-hmm. Have you some cash?
Mm-hmm.
And I think the biggest thing is make sure you know you have a good time when you go on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
You want to have a good time. You want to be comfortable. You want to go somewhere that you can really rest and have a good time and release. because I think some if you anything like Dice and I, we work hard. So man, we play hard. We play hard.
Vacationing hard. Yeah. Charge up your earbuds, too. Or if you're going to watch a movie on the flight, make sure you got your iPad and your chargers charged at night before you get there, and take a little.
Shouts out to Delta. Listen, I don't want to drop it, but shouts out to Delta. Everybody know who when they book us, but yeah, we like to fly Delta. Delta, get your earbuds. You can watch a movie. You got comfy seats. I ain't knocking nobody else, but I something about Delta to me. I like flying Delta. It's just comfy. That's another thing. You know, you on the plane for 3 hours, 4 hours. You want to be comfortable.
Take you some essential oil, because sometimes you sit by somebody and all you got to do is put a few drops of essential oil on your travel pillow or right here on your neck, because, hey, it depends on who you're sitting next to. And we don't know where they just came from, but it could have been real hot. So just be prepared. Like, all the things that you know you like. And here's another one, because we just, Jada just graduated high school. So all the boys and my husband and I, we flew into Georgia. And our youngest son didn't know you can take a frozen drink on a plane, because we were like, man, you can't take drinks on a plane. Yeah, you can. It has to be frozen, though. And some people don't know that. So they like their Gatorades and stuff like that. You just put them joints in a freezer and they go right on through security. So you ain't got to buy no new drinks for $20 when you get in the airport. Just freeze your little drink up at night and it goes right on through. So those are just some tips that I've had to learn that we could do. You know, like I said, buying your snacks, your gummy bears. Like, if it ain't open, just and don't open it. Just put it in your bag and then you can have what you want instead of paying all that extra money. Because trust me, when you get to the airport, they upcharging you like 60% on whatever it is you want. And every resort is doing the same thing. That's how they make their money, you know. So, hey, if you being thrifty or frugal, you know, do what you do. If you balling, who cares? You know, buy the bar out or whatever you're trying to do. I don't know what y'all doing on vacation, but
yeah,
be safe.
Please be safe.
Be safe.
And be responsible for all my communion people buying the bar. Lord help me. Dope. Listen, yeah, please be responsible with that. It's a balance now. Make sure you know just have one or two of the communions. Now after two, you got to ask yourself, what we doing? Remember, be the example. Hey, yeah, we're gonna put some Bible on before we get out of here. God talked about the Sabbath day, but I think Mark 6:31 just speaks to rest. When you talk about it says, and he said to them, come away by yourself to a desolate place and rest a while. For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat or to rest. So yes, you know, of course it does. The Bible doesn't say specifically about vacation itself, but I think that speaks to vacation, which is going away, eating something you want to do, resting a little while, recharging, getting your mental space back together, and coming back, you know. So yeah, listen, we got to go to a music break. We're coming back with closing thoughts. Keep it locked. You're tuning to The Fix.
And The Fix is in.
Welcome back. DJ Focus, Dice Gamble. You tap back into The Fix, your source for faith-infused hip-hop, R&B, and poetry, right here on SiriusXM Channel 154, Holy Culture Radio. And listen, it's been a fun show. We had a great time this morning. I pray y'all enjoyed that Real Talk conversation on vacations. Just something different to talk about. I know everybody is getting ready to prepare. If you're not already have, you know, taken a vacation this year, a lot of people, this is that vacation season right now where people are traveling and doing things. So we pray we gave y'all some practical tips and some suggestions on, you know, how to travel the right way, and some, you know, gave y'all some destinations maybe you didn't know about that you might want to put on your travel list. And just wanted to just continue to encourage you the importance of getting rest, being able to get away for a little bit. Once again, you know, if you work so hard, you do so much, it's okay to go get away, not think about work for a while, take the family on a vacation, be able to pour back into the family, or just have some fun and just rest. So we pray y'all enjoyed that Real Talk conversation today. How good was Lena Bird Miles? Let's be very clear. She is a super talented musician, singer, songwriter. She does a little bit of everything. Listen, if you have not heard her latest project, it's called Brand New. It's on my block. Definitely go run those numbers up. She has been able to sing background singer, for a lot of the greats, not only in gospel, but also in mainstream music too as well. And yes, this is a very inspirational project she has out right now. It will put you in a place of worship. A lot of melodic singing on it, but also too as well, she has some upbeat tracks like Walk on Water and other tracks on there that will get you, you know, just motivated to just continue to trust God, trust the process, understand and learn from God on a higher level. So yeah, shouts out to Lena Burmile. She is up for a Stellar as well too as well. She's up for Best New Artist of the Year. So we definitely praying for her. If it's, you know, in God's will, well, you know, yeah, absolutely. Stellar Weekend is going down July 15th in Vegas this year. Let's be very clear. And yes, I want to say again, Stellar TV and Bear Tag Entertainment will present the second annual celebrity basketball game. And listen, draft night is this Friday, this upcoming Thursday, June 15th. Will be draft night for the second annual celebrity basketball game. The coaches are the same as last year, Dr. Jamal Bryant as well as Bishop Marvin Sapp. And yes, if you have not seen the flyer already on our social media, Bear Tag social media, Stellar's social media, listen, there is a draft class roster there that can be picked by the two coaches, Dr. Jamal Bryant and Bishop Marvin Sapp. And this is going down live on Instagram this upcoming Thursday, 7 p.m. So tap in for draft night. And let's be very clear, Dice and myself both made the possible draft roster. So, yes, if we, I promise you, if myself or Dice get picked, we going out and getting buckets representing for the Fix Squad. Please believe we gonna go out there and do what we need to do if we are picked. But yes, you can tap in for the draft this upcoming Thursday, June 15th, live on Instagram. Go to follow Lamont Saunders and Bear Tag Entertainment as well as the Stellar Awards. So that way when it goes live, you can be able to see the draft live. Listen, not only is myself and Dice in the draft, we got Ben Tankard, we got Brian Courtney Wilson, we got Jason Claiborne, Titus Showers, David Wright, Joe Hawkins, John McClure, Jokia, Drew Sheard, Jabari Johnson, Mally Music, Cortez Vaughn, Kevin LeVar, Damon Stewart, Jamal Roberts, Milton Calvin, Edward Buster Fields, Tyler Little, Andrew Potts, Ricky Griggs, and much more are in the possible draft to play in this celebrity basketball game. So we'll see who the coaches pick this upcoming Thursday for the draft. And then, like I said, the Stellar celebrity basketball game is going down in Vegas. Stop playing this July. Definitely want to get your tickets early because it's looking to sell out. Go to eventbrite.com for tickets. Search Bear Tag. General admission for the tickets are $30. If you want to get that VIP status, you definitely want to tap in real quick. Those tickets are going for $100. This game will be played July 13th in Vegas, and this is a Stellar sanctioned event, so you definitely don't want to miss this. Once again, like I said, if you go to Eventbrite, search Bear Tag for the second annual Stellar and Bear Tag celebrity basketball game going down Stellar Weekend in Las Vegas. So yeah, we're excited for it. Regardless, we will be there. Like I say, this is either going to give me buckets of bloopers, and I'm here for all the action. Once again, whether I play or not, I'm going to be there to support and also get footage. Let's be very clear. Listen, that's our time for the day, kings and queens. Go out and be great today. Continue to show the love of Christ, because that's what Christ wants you to do. Continue to take your prayer life to a new level each and every morning, each and every day. As always, remember to stay focused on turning your negative into a positive. Jesus Christ is always the answer. Kingdom advancement should always be the goal. The fix is in. We out.